Morning, by Paul Blakely, MBE, has joined us this morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you?
Very, very well. Thank you very much for coming into the studio this morning. Now, we met at an exhibition a few weeks ago because you run this thing called Street Angels, which is it's quite a spectacular thing. Just tell us exactly what Street Angels is.
Yep, so Street Angels was started 12 years ago now in Halifax, as a response to some of the issues on a Friday and Saturday night within the nighttime economy. Halifax was known as the Wild West of West Yorkshire. Coach tours would come to Halifax for a night out, so if certain football teams were playing away, Halifax would kind of be the place to stop on the way home.
Oh, right.
Mainly because it was cheap. You get a pint of beer, a shot of vodka for about 50 pence.
Good Lord.
So it was a good value night out. And secondly,
there
were more pubs and clubs per square mile than any other town in the UK. So you didn't have as far to walk from one pub to the next pub to the club, etc.
I did not know that.
So Halifax on the coach trip tour for probably the wrong reasons a lot of the time. So the town centre kind of got this Wild West of West Yorkshire reputation. That's a mouthful to say, isn't it? Wild
it
West
is.
Of West Yorkshire
it is.
Reputation.
That's very tough. That's tough for anyone, that.
It is. Violence was fairly common. Sexual assaults were common. Underage drinking, binge drinking. And we thought, as Christians, is there anything we can do? Spoke to the police, had the idea of opening up our a cafe in the town centre as a safe place, dropping on a Friday and Saturday night. Amazingly, 50 people turned up to volunteer on the first evening, so far too many to fit into our cafe, which is probably about the size of your studio.
Right.
So if you can imagine 50 people in this rather small space.
It's enough with like two or three.
It's enough with two or three,
And that's with air conditioning.
Absolutely, no air conditioning. Although it was November, so it was
fair enough.
Cold.
You don't need it then, you don't need it.
So we just went out onto the streets and Street Angels was born. So basically safe people that wandered the town looking out for people. So whether it's young ladies who've gone out in their high heels and can't walk in their shoes, take them off. Halifax Town Centre is not the best place to walk in barefoot at 2 o'clock in the morning. So we'll be there handing out flip-flops through to people that have... need first aid assistance, people that have had a bit too much to drink, sort of any solutions that would just make people have a safer, better night out.
This is a really, really good idea, isn't it? I mean, and as you say, it's been running for a number of years now. It is an amazing story, really. And this has been replicated not just in Halifax now. This has been replicated in quite a few places.
It has, yeah. So because of the success in Halifax and in the first 12 months, violent crime in the town centre reduced by 42%.
Wow.
Which is obviously quite a staggering amount. The Home Office did this very... in-depth study as to why violent crime had reduced. They put it down because they thought the Halifax police were lying, basically. They put it down to the fact that the police were willing to work in partnership with other people, and that people who care were out on the streets of the town centre simply caring for other people at a time when it was most needed. So because of that success, we very quickly began to grow and replicate it out to other towns and cities, so people come on coach to us at Halifax not to go out drinking, but to join the Street Angels on a night out and a patrol around the town to sort of get the idea and to take it back to their town. So we've replicated it now across the UK. We're into Spain. So if you watch Songs of Praise on Sunday night, which I'm sure is peak time, religious viewing for most people, our Magaluf team were on that. So Connie Fisher was out with the Magaluf team doing a fantastic work.
A Magaluf.
They've got their work cut out there, I tell you.
I've never been to Magaluf.
Oh, I've been.
Have you?
Some of the drinks over there are insane.
Really?
So, yeah, there's bodies lying everywhere.
It's mad. Lord. Yes, yes. So they do 4 a.m. till 7 a.m. or 8 a.m.
Take my hat off to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Most of the UK teams sort of finish at 4 a.m. They start at 4 a.m. over in Magaluf, because that's when the issues are. So.
Mm. Oh, good Lord. So do you have... how many Street Angels do you have at any one time across the UK now?
So we've now got about 130 teams working predominantly...
130 teams?
Teams, yes. So 130 towns, 130 communities that we're in. Predominantly in the UK. We're also in Spain, Seychelles, Australia, Brazil... and we're just about to launch into America, which is fantastic.
Oh, wow.
So from this very simple idea in Halifax 12 years ago, literally taking over the world.
I know I've seen them in Glasgow, handing out the flip-flops and that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
so I've seen them round about there. So, it's a great thing to do.
Yeah, no, it is spectacular, isn't it? How do you get onto the Seychelles team? It's just wondering...
I've never been. I've done it all via email, sadly.
I've got married there.
You got married in Seychelles.
It's paradise.
It's paradise. Yeah. Unfortunately, beneath the surface, it's not quite as
I'd imagine so. Yeah, yeah. Like most places.
Drugs are quite a big problem. Prostitution's a big problem there. So our teams are working really hard around some of the perhaps less paradise sights and sounds of the Seychelles. So.
Yeah.
I think like most islands, it's kind of, alcohol is a big factor in what goes on there, sadly.
Yeah.
So I know we have a team on the Isle of Man and they say, no, you won't think you'd need street angels in the Isle of Man, but because there's so little to do and it's kind of that island mentality, alcohol plays a big part and obviously the effects of that.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Yeah.
And it's not just towns that you do this in now as well, is it? It's festivals as well.
It is, yes. Yeah. So back in 2011, an 83-year-old lady from up in Thorna, which is a village next to where Leeds Festival is, had the idea that we should be at Leeds Festival. So she went to the local vicars, and the vicars went, yeah, right, cause of course, Leeds Festival, it's obviously about making money. Space there sells for premium, so thousands of pounds for sort of, to put one of their marquees up and to sell things. She went home, phoned up the Festival Republic, who said, yeah, we'd love to welcome you in. So the first year the local churches went in and ran a cafe. The second year they ran a slightly bigger cafe. The third year Festival Republic phoned us up and said, look, we love what you're doing, we love the dynamic that you bring to Leeds Festival. Can you run a cafe from 12 noon on Wednesday through to 12 noon on Monday? We've seen the street angels that are out and about in Leeds and York and Halifax and all these other places. Can we have sort of street angels wandering around the festival site? And also, can you run our lost property tent? So we've kind of ended up at Leeds Festival doing a cafe, lost property, and the detached team. So 175 volunteers we had last year, working solidly from Wednesday at 12 noon through to Monday at 12 noon.
Wow.
And it's just great to be, it's great to be there when it's not muddy. When it rains and it gets muddy, it kind of becomes a whole different festival. When the sun shines and it's, and it's grass, not mud, it's a pleasant experience. But it's just great to be there in and amongst the 85,000 festival goers, just kind of helping people, connecting with people. So from putting up tents to helping carry people's bags, because people usually bring 3 times their body weight for a weekend festival in pot noodles and beer and tents and makeup.
Yes,
and that's
true.
Just the lads. Our cafe sells mugs for £5, which entitles people to free tea and coffee and hot water for the entire festival. So that's quite a good deal. We sold 3,000 last year. We've upped it to 6,000 this year, so we've got 6,000 mugs that we're having printed with the Leeds logo and Festival Angels logo. So
it's Festival Angels, you call the
festival. It is, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I gotcha. Okay.
Works better at the festivals,
Yeah. There's no streets there, yeah.
But no. There's lots of grass or mud. So it's just great. And the Lost Property Tent is just kind of a mad place to be in terms of things that people bring in. And it's amazing what people do bring in. Smartphones, wallets. The most amount of money we've had in a wallet was £650. I won't say the exact
quality.
Response when the lad whose wallet it was came in to get it and discovered that all of his money was still there. It was along the lines of goodness me, not quite that, but there we go. for morning radio, I won't go into that. But it's just great to be there in amongst 85,000 people and just help them to have a better festival weekend. And it's great to work with Festival Republic on that.
It is a spectacular thing. Where does it go from here with Street Angels and Festival Angels? I suppose, you just take it into more territories? Is that all
we do? We do, yes. Yeah, I mean, we're always growing, always expanding. So this year we're taking on Boardmasters, for example, for the first time, down in Newquay. So I'll be down there, hopefully in the sunshine that Cornwall's famous for.
Should be lovely. Jamiroquai's headlining.
Great stuff. So I'll be down at that, hopefully, getting some more local people involved so that they can hand that over to them in subsequent years. We're doing things like Royal Ascot. So this week is Royal Ascot. So some of your listeners may be heading down there.
Yeah.
So at 5 o'clock after the Queen has left, and everybody sort of spills out, our street angels will be there helping people down the steep hill back to the train station.
Yeah, because I've seen some videos of people leaving Royal Ascot, and they probably could do with some help from street angels.
Yeah,
they could, yeah. Especially if the weather's going to be hot like this, when they've been drinking Prosecco and champagne and wine all day.
Good Lord.
By 5 o'clock, you feel sort of a bit wobbly.
Yeah. Flip-flops are definitely going to be needed, because I imagine it's going to be high heels strewn across the place.
Wheelbarrows, maybe, to chuck people in, maybe.
Wheelbarrows. Hey, that's going to be a good idea.
That's not a bad idea, is it, really?
Yeah. Although, to be fair, there's not that much space, because Ascot's only a fairly small village, so, you know, 85,000 people, I think, they get on Ladies' Day.
Wow. Really? Small, that many?
It is. It's mad. And they all spill out at the same time, so they kind of, you know...
Bit packed.
You know, it's a very small train station, as you would expect for a village, so... No, the majority of these are trying to get back on the trains into London or wherever, so it's pretty mad, pretty hectic, and always something to do at Royal Ascot, but yes.
It's an amazing thing. So, do you want volunteers? Are you still taking on volunteers in different places? If people are hearing this and thinking, you know, I think that's something that I can have a go at, I'd love to have a crack at that.
Absolutely. I mean, we have teams all over Yorkshire, so... West Yorkshire into North Yorkshire, East Yorkshire. If people want to connect with us, that's fantastic. You can go on to CNI Networks. That's a network that was set up in 2008 to kind of look after and be an umbrella organisation for all of these different projects.
Yeah.
CNINetwork.org. We're also on Facebook, CNI Network, Twitter, CNI Net. Or just Google Street Angels and see what comes up. But there's teams in Halifax, Huddersfield, Leeds... probably most of the towns where your listeners are, to be honest.
Well,
this is
exactly.
Kind of our biggest region, yes.
You've got a book about street angels as well. How did this all come about?
Yeah, so I thought it was too exciting a story not to kind of tell. So back in 2010, 2011, I sat down to write a book. I actually broke my arm. I had to cancel meetings. I had to, I couldn't drive anywhere. So I thought, well, my typing hand was still good.
You broke your arm while you were writing.
No.
I thought, Crowley, how did you do that? That's some fierce writing,
it
that, Paul.
Yeah, no. It kind of drove me to sit at the computer all day and just thought, well, let's just write a book.
I
can't do anything else. And that's the kind of product of it. So I had it published into a paperback. And, it's so well. We've probably sold about 3,000 copies over the last 3-4 years, which is quite good going, I think, for a self-published paperback.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we wish you the very best of luck with it. It's a spectacular thing that you're doing. There's no doubt about that.
Thank you.
We've got a few copies of the book, and if people want to grab a copy of this book, get in contact with us at @radio_Yorkshire, and we've got some copies that you might want to get. If people want to get involved with Street Angels, how do they do that?
So go to our website, cninetwork.org. Find us on Facebook, CNI Network, or Twitter, CNI Net. Send us a message and we'll put you in touch with your local team, or just search on the projects page and find the team that's local to you, or just Google Street Angels and something will come up.
Nice and easy. Paul, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Plus, with the MBE, what was that like? We were going to Buckhouse and...
It was amazing, yes, yeah. I thought somebody was winding me up, to be honest.
Really? How did it happen? Did you just get a letter or a phone call? What happened?
We did, I got a letter in the sort of mid-November for the New Year's Honours in 2010. And to be honest, working with the type of people that do Street Angels, some of them are a bit crazy, some of them are a bit mad. So I thought, somebody's got hold of something off the internet here, and he's kind of, you know, they've copied it and sent it, and it looks official. It wasn't until the local newspaper rang me on the day before it was announced, and I thought, it must be true if the local newspaper are publishing it. Fantastic honour to go to Buckingham Palace. Met the Queen, chatted to the Queen for a while, and actually made her laugh.
Really?
Wow. She said, why are you receiving this? So I told her about Street Angels and said, you'll have to come and join us one Friday, Saturday night, and put on a yellow jacket. I don't know why she found that funny, but there we go. But she said, she did say, that sounds fascinating and much needed. So that's quite a nice quote to have from Her Majesty the Queen.
That's superb. Yeah, oh, what a fantastic thing. I've often wondered how it all happens. Because, you know, let's be fair, it's probably not the sort of thing that I'm going to get or you're going to get, Derek, no. in our lifetime. But it's a fantastic thing.
Well, it was a total shock for me. And, of course, it's there for all the volunteers across the country. Yeah. It's, you know, around the world now. But, yes, yeah.
Absolutely superb. Yeah,
fantastic.
Paul, it's an inspirational story. It really, really is. And if people want to find out more, get in contact with us and we'll get a copy of the book off to you, Street Angels. And if you are going to Leeds Fest, of course, if you want tickets to Leeds Fest, they're available right at the moment, but you can win some as well. Just look onto the Radio Yorkshire website, radioyorkshire.co.uk. There's details on there and you'll be able to see Festival Angels at Leeds Fest. Pay £5 for a mug and you get free tea, coffee, hot water for the entirety of the festival. What a
absolutely.
Great idea.
Paul, best deal on the festival site.
It really is. That's a very, very good deal, that is. Oh, well, listen, we'll catch up with you at the festival. We'll see you there, no doubt. And
come and join us on a wander round.
I'm definitely going to do that. I'm intrigued about that. I want to be. Did you hand out wellies or are you just. There's no flip flops.
No flip flops.
They're not going to be any good in the mud, are they?
No. Most people go fairly well equipped for the. The weather,
You reckon?
Mostly. Yeah, wellies are definitely the in.
They will need some wellies. There's no doubt about that. Paul, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you
really
for having
appreciate
me.
It.